Entrepreneur by Podcast with your host Sarah Peel. This is a podcast where we discuss all things related to entrepreneurship, business, startups, and chasing your dreams. Today's episode, we are going to discuss about something that has been kind of a hot topic item, I want to say the past couple of years now, in the world of social media influencers, which is collaboration. So for those who may not be familiar with the social media world, since I realize not everybody spends a lot of free time on YouTube, unlike myself, you might not be aware of what this is. This is on things such as YouTube, blog websites, TikTok, Twitch, which is a video gaming streaming platform service if you are not familiar with that, or the likes of Instagram, which I think most everyone knows what Instagram is at this point. This is for people who team up with bigger brands or companies, sometimes even smaller sized ones, in order to make a profit for both them and the person that they are working with, to team up on an item where that person either has influence, they become spokesperson for that product or service, or they actually do build something completely new with them. If you are familiar with the beauty community, I'm sure you are very aware of the situation going on with Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson, two men who actually collaborated together to create a makeup product, palettes and some other like lip glosses and merchandise that they did release November of last year, 2019. And then this year they done another release of a smaller selection of items. But if you're not familiar with that, they did that all in conjunction with Morphe Cosmetics. Now you might have listened to my previous episode about Jaclyn Hill, who is another beauty guru, I guess you would say, on YouTube, who has worked with Morphe. She kind of, for a long time, was sort of the spokesperson for Morphe Cosmetics. So you might be familiar with them already, but if you're not, they are a relatively newish company. It's only been in the scene, I want to say, less than 5 years at this point. They've done a lot of work with a lot of YouTube influencers, maybe some also with Instagram influencers, and basically they just create a lot of makeup products and sell them at a midline price. I wouldn't say they're cheap. Other people claim they are. In my opinion, they're not the cheapest, but they are a midline kind of product. They have stores that they physically have, as well as also they have sold some of their products through Ulta beauty stores as well. So if you're not familiar with what's going on with those, Morphe recently has publicly announced they are cutting ties with their collaboration in terms of business and retail space, business and retail selling of these products with Jeffree Star, as they previously have done with Shane Dawson about maybe a week and a half ago, which is why I want to talk about collaborations and when they go wrong and bad. So to kind of touch on this topic a little bit, let's talk about what, like I said, a collaboration is. So basically it is where a company, a small to mid-sized company, some of the bigger companies will partner up with somebody for whatever the contract legally specifies. So as an example of this could be a palette, this could be advertising, this could be recommending a product placement, which isn't unusual. We've seen product placements at least since the early 2000s in a lot of movies, probably even before that, but that's really when it started kind of becoming a little bit more commonplace on movies and TV shows, and now it's kind of become a huge thing in the world of social media influencers. So you'll see a lot of people representing the brand. They will have a special code, a special unique code that's unique to them, maybe a completely unique URL that has a code built into it, where people can go and buy the said product or service, and then the person who owns that particular code or URL, they will get a small percentage of it. Those are probably the most common collaborations that most people do. Then there are the ones where they actually go in and put together a product together with that person's influence. Sometimes they would just kind of represent them and have a tiny little bit of say in it, and then other times they will have complete and total utter dependence on what that product is and then control in it, making and marketing it, the look of it, etc. This is kind of what people expect that Jeffree Star has done with most of his products to Morphe. He also has his own line, which Morphe Star has carried his line. Some people have said he actually has a percentage of ownership or influence with Morphe Cosmetics based off of every interview they saw him do earlier that kind of leaked out. Morphe earlier in this past week has come out and said no, that's not the case at all. They have no actual legal connection, ties of ownership with Jeffree Star. As I mentioned earlier, they already removed all of Shane Dawson's products off their website right now. As of the news coming out that they're severing ties, at least with retail, for Jeffree Star, so far his products are still online, probably due to the fact that they have a shipment or a certain amount of them left over that they need to get rid of before they can remove those completely. Shane Dawson's might have already sold out, or they may repackage them and sell them something different, since he had a little bit more of, I guess you'd say, controversy around him, a tiny bit more so than Jeffree Star at this moment. But Jeffree Star has no victim in this case either. He certainly has had his fair share of controversies and probably will continue to do so. But the way Murphy's handling their severing ties with him is a little bit nicer than with Shane Dawson for whatever reason. Like I said, it could have something to do with some links they might have with each other in terms of the backside, him associated with them. Some people think his lawyer has a part of control of Murphy Cosmetics. Nothing's been proven at this point. It's just a lot of hearsay, but we're not here to talk about Jeffree Star. Anyhow, we're here to talk about collaborations. So collaborations is a big topic. It happens for a lot of social influencers. That's how a lot of them make a good chunk of their money. I would say more so than just even regular advertisements that you see like on YouTube videos. So it's not something that is unusual for companies or social media influencers to use. It's a big way that they make their money, and it's beneficial to both of the influencer and the company, whoever they are partnering up with. I'm certainly not someone who is against collaborations. I think kind of depends on what you are looking to do, what a company is looking to do. You know, not all collaborations are the same, but all collaborations will be right for the same different types of people. So just really kind of take it as you see it as it comes along. But as we're starting to see more and more in this day and age, whether that's because of the world being a little bit more caring about being politically correct, social media, people's stuff being dug up from the past that are controversial, then people take that to companies. Another one of that would be that Micah Staffer, if you are unfamiliar with that. She had a lot of, not collaborations, but affiliations with a lot of different companies that they ended up cutting their ties with her. And back in June, because she had announced that she had essentially given back a son that she adopted from China and gave him to presumably a new home here in the U.S. We don't exactly know very much more for the child's privacy's sake, but this is another example of a collaboration gone bad. She's more of a lifestyle family kind of vlogger, but she had a lot of ties with a lot of different brands as well. Maybe she didn't have a product she sold with them, but she definitely kind of heavily marketed certain products and services and made a profit off of that. So that's another example of a collaboration with a company. But like I said, social media influencers, lots of them of all different types of sizes of followings they have, will have different collaborations with different groups or companies, I should say, not groups. So like I said, it's not a bad thing, but as we're starting to see more and more in this day and age, we're starting to see a lot of them are having to either distance themselves from previously used people that they have collaborated with or partnered with, and then we've seen some people actually decide to drop certain companies as well, because maybe they found out something bad about a particular company from the CEO or one of the higher ups and employees. So go on both sides. Both sides can cancel each other out. So the collaboration is a huge thing right now, but like I said, they do end up, unfortunately, not always working out. So I guess what we should talk about here is, should you take all collaborations? Should all collaborations be done or not? And if so, what should you consider in this? And as a company, maybe you're a company who is looking to partner with certain influencers, what should you be looking out for your own business? Should you be a little bit more picky with who you are working with? Should you expect like maybe a morality clause that we have seen that used to be used in old Hollywood? What should the direction be for companies and for influencers alike who want to protect their own interests? Because unfortunately, even if you do sever ties with somebody, or a company severs ties with somebody, or somebody severs ties with a company, there's going to still be people who are probably going to see you as tainted forever and not want to support you whatsoever. And in those cases, you know, that comes in for a time of damage control. So basically, what should we be looking for? So let's talk about from the company's side. Now, most companies who are looking for social media influencers, collaborations, partnerships, a lot of times, like I said, the small to medium size. They don't have a big marketing budget, so that's why a lot of times they will do a collaboration or a partnership with somebody, because they don't have money to actually physically pay them for something already. So they may not want to rely on old business marketing tactics such as the likes of ads on Google, ads on Facebook, even ads on Instagram. Because it can be costly, especially if you are having a wide audience or targeted audience for it. it can quickly, you know, reach your daily allotment that you have set aside for that. So there's a lot of interest in collaborations and partnerships because a lot of times they're lower costs for you as a company owner, as well as, you know, company looking out for trying to create new fans of their services or supporters. And, you know, word of mouth is a very powerful way to do so. It always has. It's even more so in this day and age of social media influence. So I can see where that appeal is. So what should companies be looking out for? I think one thing you need to ask yourself again is, who is your target audience? Who are you hoping to reach? And is the people you're looking for, are they somebody who is going to meet those requirements? Are they somebody that you actually genuinely like? Somebody that you could see building a lasting partnership with, collaboration with, somebody who believes in your product and service, somebody who seems to be honest in their marketing, because there's a lot of times in the you're here, people will call out others saying they sold out, they are not really fans of such product or service. So you need to look out for your own interests on what's going to make your brand look good, as well as how you can help somebody who's coming up, growing in the social media influence. Because maybe you don't want to outright go out for the people of like the Jaclyn Hills or the Jeffree Stars of social media. Maybe you want to go with a smaller channel, a smaller model, smaller influencer, because they will be a little bit more integrity. Chances are they're more new to the scene. They might be a little bit more picky with who they work with because, you know, they haven't had that level of success. And it's a way to help them kind of grow that up and get that platform for themselves big enough to do what they want to do. But also, you will know that chances are that there's probably a lot less controversies on that side. So, you know, figure out who your size is, what you need. If you do have like a budget that is moderate to bigger, well, you do want to go for bigger reach with people with a bigger amount of followers, that's fine. But, you know, make sure you look them up. Go on all the social media, go through past. If you don't have time, maybe have an intern or maybe outsource that out to somebody who can look through that and make sure that that person kind of matches your brand and the image that you're projecting as a brand. Same goes for an influencer. If you are being approached and offered to do a partnership or collaboration with a company or brand, you know, do your research, find out, okay, is this something that matches the image I want to project? Is this something that I want my name and image for all purposes in all ways is probably going to be linked to that brand forever, even if the partnership does end. You know, they like to say anything that's posted on the internet, it has a tendency to live indefinitely, meaning you can delete on your end, but chances are somebody's going to have a copy of it somewhere else and you'll be able to find it. Hence why we're seeing what's going on right now for the likes of Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson. People are re-uploading and sharing things that they've long deleted and have apologized for, but they're resurfacing because people have copies of it. So, you know, you want to make sure that you are okay with you being associated with such a brand forever. Do their demographic, target demographic, does it match your demographic? You know, do you have similar like supporters and followers similar to your supporters and followers? Do you match up? Do you believe in their vision? Do you believe in a product? Have you tested a product? Is that product or service something you really believe in? Just because somebody offered you a sweet deal, does that mean you technically should be taking it? No, you probably should want to make sure that you actually are talking about something you know and you believe and you support. Because again, like I said, things like this come up. Let's say you blow up 2 years from the downline and then maybe it was a really bad product you were supporting and they come out and say, hey, you supported this not so great product. You did it because you were desperate for money or you were desperate for clout. You don't want that either. So you want to make sure that you guys kind of are equal and match up. And most of all, that you really believe in the product or service and the company and the image and brand. And, what you know, not just what's in it for you. Same for the business side. Don't just look at what's in it for you as a brand or business. You need to make sure that you are doing something that's good for both of you, as mutually good for both of you, as well as also not severely hurting your customer base. Your customer base needs to be seen. This is beneficial as well as a way to reach out for both brands, for you and influencer, for you both to grow. But at the same time, not risk, you know, hurting your own image or your own brand or the other person. But also, you know, make sure that you are actually marketing it to people who need it. Know your demographic. I have an episode all about that. I will link that in the show notes along with the episode about Jaclyn Hill, since I mentioned that earlier in this episode. So, you know, to kind of get an understanding of what that's going on, as well as other similar topics that I think you might find interesting if you choose to listen to this. So like I said, you know, number one thing for both brand and influencer, Know who you want to work with. Make sure you support each other. You recognize each other's worth, value. You know that you have no problem being forever linked with this particular person or brand, and something that you actually use and like and support for yourself, and something you don't mind using because, people want to know that you're actually promoting products that are worthy. Nobody likes it when somebody features a product once or twice and then they never talk about it again because to them they didn't like it for whatever reason, but maybe they had a contract where they had to post it twice for a certain amount of money coming in. Don't be that kind of social media influencer. Don't be that kind of brand that hires those social media influencers. Make sure that you are offering value and you actually have people who, who match and meet up and get along and kind of mimic each other's values and images in a lot of ways. You want to be on the same page, essentially, I guess what I'm trying to say. A little bit long-winded today, so I do apologize for that. Okay, so besides making sure that you guys are a good team, a good example, you match up, you meet up with what you want to do, let's talk about a little bit on budget side. Now, I know some people who will say they don't like it if a company pays any social media influencer whatsoever any profit, any money for supporting the product. Now, as somebody who kind of has a background as a blogger in the past, I'm all about that. I'm not gonna lie. We like having receiving stuff. Now, granted, in my past, I didn't just accept things just because I wanted the product or I wanted to test something out. I actually wanted to offer a service of value and make sure that who I was recommending to my base, my followers, my supporters, was something that I really believe is going to be beneficial to them. So that comes down to the fact is, as a brand, is that something you want to be kind of linked with? Do you want to be seen as someone who pays top dollar, big money to people who may not always really be authentic to the image they portray, authentic to supporting a certain product or service? Maybe they are a diehard supporter of a competitor of yours. Is that something you really want to sort of risk and throw in and show, hey, I can also get this person to support my product if I attach a certain amount of zeros to whatever money I'm offering them? No, you don't really want to do that as a brand because, again, it's going to backfire on you just as like it's going to backfire on as an influencer because nobody wants to see that kind of stuff. Nobody wants to see supporters and influencers and brands just sort of team up just for the sake of money. Again, you want to make sure that you guys flow together in a flow and image, similar image, and likewise a motivation and branding image as well as motto. You want to make sure your mottos meet up and that you guys have similar values because that's the number one thing that people can look for. Because when people are looking at social media influencers, they're looking for people that they like, people that they click with, and brands that they like and click with. And one of the most important ways to do that is making sure you're being authentic to yourself as a brand, but as an influencer, if you're an influencer, you're being authentic to who you are as well. You have to walk back a statement or look like a hypocrite with what you're doing. You want to make sure that you're doing the very best that you can and you're working with what you actually believe in. And unfortunately, sometimes paying money outright to an influencer, even if you can afford it, might seem like a good idea. And yeah, for time, and placement, there is a certain monetary value to that. I'm not against that. I think that that is important. But at the same time, you really need to think about, okay, is this really worth it? Do I want people to think that, I'm paying five influencers at the same time to post similarly about my products? Maybe if you're going to do that approach, maybe think about staggering it out, not have everyone post all at once at the same time. Because people do talk. If you go on sites like Guru Gossip, The Bakery, things like that, you're going to see people talking about that with influencers. And that kind of hurts the brand a little bit. Some people would even argue that's sort of what made Morphe kind of hurt in the past previously, to give you an example. So make sure that you are, if you're going to go through the monetary amount and actually offer to place money to get your brand influenced out there by someone, make sure you stagger and you're careful about your timing and intent. You don't want to overlap. You don't want to make it look like this is part of a big marketing campaign. You want this to look authentic and have of actual value to somebody who is going to see and think, hey, I don't see this product being posted by five people all the same day, or even in the same week, or even the same month. So maybe it's something worth checking out because that brand cares enough to have integrity with their influencers as well as with their own image. So think of that. And as an influencer, don't be afraid to say, hey, are you mass pushing this out, can I ask, what is your time frame, timetable? Do I have a little bit of flexibility with it? Because again, you want to look authentic. You don't want to look like you're just in this for the money. Otherwise, again, the collaboration could backfire on both of you, and you both will end up being hurt pretty badly in a lot of ways. So don't let that happen. Don't be that kind of influencer, and don't be that kind of brand. And then, like I said, mentioned, look through each other's past a little bit. I'm not saying, go on those websites where you pay money to get a full background check done on somebody. No. Anyway, I think a lot of those sites are probably, let's be honest, they're probably not going to give you what you're looking for anyhow. But, take some time out. Kind of know who you are working with. As an influencer, see what that brand does. Try to see if you can find other influencers they've worked with in the past. Is this something that you support? Do you see a trend that's a little bit disturbing to you? They seem a little bit reckless with who they've worked with in the past? As a brand, like I said, look and see what kind of past video content they've done. Go back a little bit on like Instagram or Twitter and see what they've posted about and know, hey, could something be misconstrued in such a way that I don't support and I don't want associated with my brand? Or in the same for an influencer. If an influencer sees a company or maybe a CEO say something that's not always all that great, is that something they want to be associated with in the future or in the past? Want that to be brought up again in the future when it is in their past? Something that maybe they don't recommend or something they don't support, an image they don't want to project. So, do your research, know who you're working with. Yes, it takes more time, it takes more effort, but if you really care about being a company or an influencer of integrity, then you should be doing this because this is to protect yourself and your own future interests. And then for the company, same for your own future interests. Don't let yourself fall and be the next, company that comes up super quick and then in the blink of an eye, you're gone. You don't want to be that. You want to have a lasting brand. You want resilience, as I mentioned in my previous episodes. So don't let yourself be a flash in the pan by being reckless and careless with who you work with. Same for the influencer, As quickly as you can blow up and become super big and popular, you can quickly go down as well. And you don't want to be left standing by something you no longer support, you no longer like. You want to make sure everything that you touch in terms of your career as an influencer or as a brand, if you're a brand owner, you want to make sure your whole brand can stand by everything that they put out, everyone that they've worked with, and be something of integrity. So I guess that's the main thing here. If you're going to do collaboration, make sure you are being seen as somebody or as a brand with integrity. Don't just do whatever is out there. Don't just follow trends. Don't just follow whatever is hip and trendy in the moment. Stand by something that you really believe in and work with people you really believe in. Because even though somebody who might have a much bigger following and might be willing to do a product placement for you or a sponsorship or talk about a certain thing, if they are somebody who's done so many similar companies, worked with similar companies, worked with all this type of, thing, flash in the pan kind of brands, somebody who seems to kind of be a little bit flashy on social media, maybe like showing they're kind of living a high life a little bit, is that really what you want to be tied to and linked to? Do you really want to be associated with it? Because chances are that person may not have the best intentions or integrity, and they're just looking for a quick buck. Is that really what you want to be seen as a brand that is going to put up with that? Or you want to be seen as a brand that wants to do better and project a better image and be a little bit more conscious of who you're reaching out to and who your brand is being reached to? Because, a lot of times people will watch and follow those who they connect with, that there's similarities, they see something in that person that they like, and you don't want to just market yourself to somebody who maybe not really be the best kind of influencer that you want. Don't just go for the big names. Think about who you are as a brand and who you want to have represent your brand. Because like I said, word of mouth is a powerful tool, especially in social media, and you really want to be a little bit more conscious. So I guess with that being said, I will end it here. If you want to see a future episode, maybe it's going a little bit more in depth in some of this stuff, please let me know. You can reach out to me on Twitter. That's at MVR00. You can also go on entrepreneurbyte.com, which is the official website for this podcast. And I will catch you next time.